Hey everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hello and welcome to the Dwight Englewood Bulldog Podcast. This week, your hosts are Jackie Spinell and Denny Alico. Welcome, Hello. Denny. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So do you want to jump right in with what this podcast will entail?
Okay. So the Bulldog Podcast will have weekly episodes hosted by two Dwight Englewood students. Each episode will go over school news, occasionally feature guests and co-hosts, and will highlight breaking current events. The podcast will air every Monday and can be accessed on the activities page.
Yes, and we are still in the making of some of the details, so we're always open to any of the ideas that you all have and what would be easier, or if there's other ways that would make it just easier to access. So to start out, we just sort of wanted to introduce the team. So I'll go first. As I said in the beginning, my name is Jackie Spinell, and I am in 10th grade, and I've been going to Dwight since 7th grade, and I really like it. And I have my own podcast on the side, and I'm very interested in podcasting. It's a hobby for me. So yeah, I'm excited to be doing this. Denny, why don't you go ahead?
So my name is Denny. I'm a freshman, and this is my first year in Dwight Englewood, and I like tennis, but I'm not very good at it. But it's fun, I guess.
Tennis is fun. I'm not the best either, but I do enjoy tennis. So in addition to the two of us, Sam Gilman is also part of the team. He'll be on next week and we'll let him introduce himself then. Miss Christian is the faculty advisor and she is an English teacher at Dwight. And if you have any questions, you can also reach out to her as well. So Denny, do you wanna hit us with some school news?
If you are in school, make sure to head to the Hajar Auditorium to get your weekly rapid test. Also, make sure to submit your Rovna health update every morning before you go to in-person school.
Additionally, there are also many school club meetings happening throughout this week, as there were last week, so make sure to check the activities calendar and also the What's Up DE. Also, the activities board recently created an Instagram account, which is very exciting, and you can stay up to date on all things school news. That is at d_e.studentactivities. So we also wanted to address some current events, which are very relevant, of course, and important. So we wanted to start out with the Capitol building breach, which is a somewhat controversial topic, but also just extremely important to discuss again. So Denny, do you want to start out by giving an overview about what happened?
A large group of protesters get gathered outside the Capitol building to secure the Electoral College ballot counting. This, however, turned into a storming of the Capitol building in which a large amount of people entered the Capitol building.
Yeah, so thank you for elaborating on that. Just to share a little bit more, this happened on Wednesday, January 6th, and again, this has been planned for a long time and instigated by President Trump. So this was all over social media, but nobody really thought that it was going to happen or happen to the extremes that it did. So it was a little bit, personally, I wasn't shocked, which is actually a sad fact, honestly. I think, you know, our country is so divided and polarized that it was just amount of time before things bubbled over and just created the huge mess that it was. Definitely, I think it's almost gone beyond a political issue. It's Trump supporters, or at least these Trump supporters, aren't even following the Republican ideals, and which is very scary. And I mean, at the end of the day, they were able to secure the electoral colleges, but they had to stay up till late hours of the morning. And you said something, Denny, that I thought was interesting, and you called them specifically protesters. I think, honestly, I would go as far as to say that there are terrorists. And I could be wrong in saying this. I saw in a post on Instagram that sort of supported this idea, and it pretty much listed out, you know, what protesters are and what terrorists are, and it sort of made it clear what they are. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Just to clarify, it was initially a protest in my eyes, and then it just turned into a riot.
Yeah. Like it took another level.
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked how they managed to get into the Capitol building at all. Like it's a very valuable and important government building, which was at the time undergoing a very important process. So I don't know how something like 2,000 people could get into the Capitol building under normal circumstances, let alone during an electoral college ballot counting session.
Yeah, and I think that also brings up another point about the kind of the double standard between how Washington, D.C. prepared for the Black Lives Matter protests that have been going on. Well, the I guess, quote unquote, trend, which it shouldn't be a trend, it should be something that you just believe in and want to fight for. But it started mostly in June, and you can definitely see a difference between how Washington, D.C. prepared for those protests versus this protest. And I mean, it just shows clear white privilege, which is often denied, but I think that this just makes it truly evident. And also the whole National Guards and the rubber bullets and tear gas that were used for the nonviolent Black Lives Matter protests, but were not used for these clearly violent, you know, people were dying and dangerous riots that were just so devastating and scary that they actually happened.
Yeah.
So additionally, for our second piece of current events news, we wanted to address that the Democrats took back the Senate. The same day, on the morning, there were two runoff races going on. One was Perdue versus Ossoff, and the other one was Loeffler versus Warnock. And both of the Democrats won, the Democratic candidates. That was Warnock, who is Black, and Ossoff, who is Jewish. So it's great to see that representation. And it's crazy how those two wins happened in the morning, and then we see this horrible riot in the afternoon. It just really shows how things can just switch on a dime.
Just to build more on the Senate news. Currently the Senate is now split 50-50. However, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will serve as a tiebreaker for any votes, meaning that the Democrats technically have a Senate majority, but in the slimmest margin possible.
Yeah, thank you for elaborating on that. That's a very important detail. So we wanted to transition into some final updates just to leave you all knowing what's going to happen next at this podcast again. So this podcast will be released every Monday afternoon, which may change, but as of now it is Monday, and it will be available on the activities page. And we will also be getting an email account very soon where you'll be able to contact us directly, but we don't have it as of now. So you can access me. I am jspinel23@d-e.org.
My email is dalikao24@d-e.org.
All right, awesome. And you can contact either of us there, and also Sam, who again will be on next week. And if you are interested in joining, we're always looking for more people to be part of the team. You can reach out to any of us, and we'll be happy to add you to the team. You can co-host, be a guest, just help with editing or reaching out to guests or student groups, anything like that. We'd love to have you.
Stay safe, keep your mask on, and thanks for tuning in to the Bulldog Podcast. See you next week.